It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 things you need to know for Monday, April 29th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. If you're watching us on YouTube, thank you. Thank you. Our address there is at 5 in 10. Subscribe, share that with your friends, and then guarantee we never get canceled. You can cancel-proof yourself. I'll tell you how after the break. Topic number 5 today, Trump and the Supremes. Last Thursday, Supreme Court indicated it would issue a narrow ruling on the question of presidential immunity. This is an appeal from one of Trump's cases, but it will have an impact on all of the cases, the legal challenges that Trump is facing right now. The justices kind of walking a tightrope here. On the one side, you've got special counsel Jack Smith, who's accused Trump of mishandling classified documents, arguing that a president should have no immunity from criminal charges, even for official acts taken while president. Now, you can see why that would be problematic. Every president upon leaving office would face a line of lawyers, a conga line of lawyers, ready to sue him into oblivion. The point being to try to neuter the president while he's in office, afraid to do anything because he might be sued for it afterward if he doesn't have some kind of immunity. On the other hand, Trump's attorneys are arguing that he should have total immunity. That also is problematic because it would leave a president pretty much unaccountable for anything that he does, officially or unofficially, while he's in office. That's no good either. So somewhere in the middle lies the ruling. The most immediate effect will be the delay of his case in Washington, D.C. Special counsel Jack Smith trying to push for this to begin on schedule March 4th. That's not likely to happen now. In fact, this case may not actually get going until after the election. The whole point is to hamstring President Trump so that he can't even campaign, much less get elected, especially if he's behind bars. That's the lawfare behind these legal challenges based on novel legal theories, meaning he's being charged for non-crimes by prosecutors like Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, who doesn't even have jurisdiction to charge him for what he's being charged with. It's a misdemeanor, which is a local charge. Let's see, statute of limitations has expired. I know, we'll trump it up to, pardon the pun, into a felony. There we can charge him a felony, but he doesn't have the authority to charge him with a federal crime, which is what, this is all about politics. Which is why I don't spend a lot of time talking about these on this program, because it is presented to us like it's a sporting event for clicks. Yes, politics is important because it governs how we live our daily lives, but at the end of the day, our ability to carry out the Great Commission, making disciples of all nations, is not contingent upon who is sitting in the Oval Office. Topic number 4, protests. Pro-Hamas protests all over the country, college campuses across the country. The easy thing is to sit back and say, well, these teenage kids, what do they know? They really don't know. And the fact is that many of them do not even know why they're protesting. They're useful idiots for those who are funding the protests, which is, of course, a question. How did the protesters at the encampment in Columbia, at Columbia University in New York City, get all of those matching tents? Very stylish, all in green, by the way, which is a color of the Palestinian flag. You bet the students didn't pay for that. Anyway, this is creating a problem on many campuses where, for example, at Columbia, all classes are now being held online. Students there paying $70,000 a year for what has essentially become an online school. Some are asking, hey, are we going to get a refund for this? I'm guessing not. Anyway, University of Southern California has found a novel solution to the potential for pro-Palestinian rallies disrupting commencement exercises. They've decided to cancel graduation. Yep, USC canceling graduation, punishing the potential victims of the violent protests by barring the victims from attending their own graduation ceremony. This is really sad, and USC is not the only one to do this, by the way. These seniors graduating in 2024 were high school seniors in 2020, which means most of them probably didn't get graduation exercises out of high school because of the lockdowns. Well, Fox News national correspondent Bill Malugan reporting USC canceling its main stage commencement ceremony. The problem of violent protests really should be addressed by security. Get campus security and local police involved, clear them out, and make sure that the people, the students and their parents are protected. But instead, USC administration is taking the coward's way out and canceling graduation ceremonies for 2024. Topic number 3, tanks in Ukraine. The United States supplied M1 Abrams main battle tank has been pulled off the front lines in the ongoing war with Russia because it's been learned that the Abrams is vulnerable to relatively cheap kamikaze drones being operated by the Russian military. According to American officials talking to the Associated Press, Ukraine has lost several of the Abrams since they were delivered and deployed in February. This began this whole scenario last January as the United States agreed to send the Abrams tank to Ukraine in January. It took months for them to arrive and then months more to train Ukrainian crews to operate the highly technical tank. I mean, the manuals weren't in Ukrainian, for one thing, and they are much more complicated to operate and also to maintain than the Tigers and the Challengers that they were getting from Germany and the United Kingdom. But sadly, it appears that these tanks are vulnerable to Russian drones, which are relatively cheap, certainly much cheaper than the M1 Abrams. And so Ukraine has made the decision to pull the tank off of the front lines while Kyiv and the Pentagon try to come up with new tactics so that these are actually of some value in the ongoing war. Topic number two, Antarctica. Geopolitics at the South Pole, the scramble for Antarctica, is beginning to take shape. Kind of similar in some ways to the scramble for Africa back in the 19th century when colonial powers were trying to divvy up the mineral wealth of the Dark Continent. Well, Antarctica has a bunch of mineral and ocean riches that nations are looking at. But more than that, it appears to be a very ideal location for things like global reach fractional orbital bombardment systems, hypersonic missiles that depend on orbital launch to reach their target. Also, it appears that the Antarctic may be perfectly suited for some signals intelligence, but it is one of the last places on Earth that is essentially a geopolitical no man's land. There are 82 bases for more than 30 countries on Antarctica. China now is taking an interest in Antarctica, which is of interest because of the competition in the Western Pacific. It's south of Australia, New Zealand, allies of the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, part of the Five Eyes. China, if it's down there in the Antarctic, has a very convenient military base. It is also south of South America. And that is also useful for the Chinese geopolitically because they penetrated the entire Caribbean network of small nations. It's got a base in Argentina. And so it appears that the old Monroe Doctrine from 1823, which kept European powers out of South America, has just been given away under the influence of the Chinese. But the Chinese are facing their own problems. Their economy is not as strong as they would like us to believe. In fact, it's showing some serious instability right now, especially in the real estate sector. And China's population over the next 75 years, by the end of this century, expected to drop, and this is according to numbers from a university in Shanghai, from about 1.4 billion to roughly 525 million. That is almost a two-thirds decline in population, which means men of military age will be aging out of the range when they can actually fight. Military will thus shrink. China's influence must contract. So if they're going to do anything militarily, whether it's Taiwan or anywhere else, it will be sooner rather than later. Coming up, too white to protest. Apparently so at the University of Washington. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copies of both of these new works in the Nearing Midnight and Hereafter exclusive offer. This amazing offer includes Nearing Midnight as it was in the days of Lot by the legendary Terry James that explores in detail through the prism of God's Word the potential for nuclear war to break out at any moment. How the entire world is facing the imminency of a dictatorial digital monetary system. Why Mother Earth worship in the form of climate change insanity is being forced upon humanity. how the entities of Ephesians 6:12 will establish control through a new world order, and the blessed hope believers have in the return of the Messiah. Also included in this special offer is Jonathan Brentner's Hereafter, It's Far Better Than You Can Imagine. This beautifully written new masterpiece will forever change the way that you view the afterlife. You will experience the anticipation of the jubilant reunion and celebrations in heaven that believers will partake in after this current life. Broaden your understanding of heaven and the start of eternity. You'll also learn the answers to difficult questions like, how will we experience and perceive time once in heaven? What will our emotions be like? What will our heavenly bodies be like? Will we have supernatural powers? And so much more. But we're just getting started. Also included is Jonathan Brentner's best-selling book, Triumph of the Redeemed. In this fascinating work, Jonathan helps you grasp onto the eternal perspective during life's perilous circumstances, the new earth, and so much more. This incredible offer also includes The Coming Judgments on DVD, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpets, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. Also included is Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of nearly $90. Yours now for your donation of only $45, which includes free shipping to all U.S. orders. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this exclusive offer. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Nearing Midnight and Hereafter exclusive offer right now.
Item number one today, too white to protest at the University of Washington. Their planned encampment, their pro-Hamas protest there, postponed because it was too white. Seriously, the Progressive Student Union postponed Thursday's planned encampment at the UW campus in Seattle. Administration there had told Jewish leaders on campus they did not plan to intervene unless things escalated and threatened life safety. Turned out they didn't need to because the Progressive Student Union was pilloried for white knight syndrome. How come you don't have more Arabs and Muslims as part of the planning? Oh my goodness. Well, they went back to the drawing board. They called off the encampment because the protest was too white. Now, not everybody agreed with the postponing of the anti-Semitic encampment. Basically, what's happened there is that people on the left, as they often do, given enough time, will start turning on one another, and you have warring factions of extremists at the University of Washington who are arguing with each other, squabbling over who's going to get the credit for demonizing Israel and the Jews. Skywatch TV's Countering the Darkness virtual conference is on. You get instant access for 90 days. You set the conference schedule, watch what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. And this features valuable information from the likes of Dr. Tom Horn, his last presentation for Skywatch TV, Pastor Carl Gallups, Dr. Judd Burton, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and more. It also gets you, as a free bonus, free access to 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films, 90 days access from the moment you sign up. So don't miss this opportunity to take advantage of the Countering the Darkness virtual conference available now from Skywatch TV. The website for information and registration is defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we welcome Jonathan Brentner and Terry James, end times prophecy experts. Terry James, founder of RaptureReady.com. They've got new books out. Basically, what's happening in the end times and what happens to us when we die. Books Hereafter and Triumph of the Redeemed, coming from these gentlemen and Defender Publishing. Don't miss these programs because it will be a comfort to you. Questions that we all have. Where'd we come from? Why are we here? What happens when we die? A lot of these addressed in these upcoming programs. You can watch the first in the series right now at skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always there. The broadcast schedule, if you watch on one of our partner Christian networks, posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also watch it right now at Apple TV or Roku, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or better yet, cancel-proof yourself. Download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. This gets you all of our video content and a lot of other features as well. An audio Bible with multiple translations, calendar of upcoming events, and more. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we have links to their app stores posted at our website, skywatchtv.com/app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.